from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. 70 people killed in Pakistan blast, including 30 children. Pakistan is mourning the death of at least 70 people in Sunday's Taliban suicide bombing in the eastern city of Lahore, targeting Christians. Up to 30 children were among the dead. 300 others were also wounded. Reporter Ayaz Ghul has details.
This is a very famous park in the city. And in fact, it was Easter, and most of members of the Christian community, they were also present with their kids. And apparently, a suicide bomber struck the area of the park where mostly kids were playing with their parents.
10-year-old Fahad Ali survived the blast, but lost his father, his mother, and his sister. His uncle Qasim Ali described his agony. What could be more painful to me than this? Almost the whole family is gone. My sister, her husband, and daughter got killed. They were residents of the Mozang area of Lahore. My two daughters and son were also wounded. The United States condemned in the strongest terms the attack in Lahore, calling it a cowardly act. Authorities in Mali say two men with alleged links to Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb have been arrested in connection with the March 13th terror attack in the Ivory Coast resort town of Grand Bassam that left at least 19 people dead. Ivory Coast last week said it had 15 other suspects in custody. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanded operations against Islamic State. The militants took the city from government forces in a matter of days in May of 2015 and later demolished several 2,000-year-old monuments as part of their pattern of destroying what they consider idolatrous worship. This is VOA News. Belgian riot police clashed Sunday with hundreds of protesters in central Brussels, despite a ban on demonstrations in effect through Tuesday. The protesters said they were showing solidarity with the victims of last Tuesday's multiple bombings at the airport and a subway station that killed at least 31 and wounded hundreds more. The investigation into the March 22nd attack appeared to show links to last November's terror attacks in Paris. In a U.S. broadcast interview on Sunday, Secretary of State John Kerry, he says that the U.S. is cooperating in the effort to prevent such attacks in the future.
We've been looking for additional screening. We've been engaged, actually, with the Belgian authorities for some period of time now, trying to fill gaps that they're aware exist. And I think everybody is now geared up to recognize that the fight is not just in Iraq and Syria, but the fight is wherever those fighters have come from.
The U.S. government has confirmed that so far four Americans are known to have died in the Brussels bombing attacks, and at least 12 others were wounded. Well, it did not take long before the dust settled on President Obama's historic visit to Cuba last week. Castro has thrown a wet blanket on what seemed to have been abundant goodwill. Only this time it wasn't Raul, but his older brother Fidel. Cuba's aging revolutionary is signaling his continued resistance to smoother relations with the U.S., telling Washington, quote, "We do not need the empire to give us any presents." The 89-year-old Castro, who turned over power in the communist country in 2008 to his younger brother Raul, stayed out of sight during U.S. President Obama's three-day visit last week. But in a bristling 1,500-word essay in state media on Monday, Fidel Castro had much negative to say, quoting Obama's declaration that it is time now for us to leave the past behind. But the man who seized power in Cuba in 1959 and ruled it for decades said, quote, "I imagine that any one of us had ran the risk of having a heart attack on hearing these words from the president of the United States." In politics in the U.S., meantime, just off his sweep of three Democratic caucuses, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday declared his campaign has momentum to win over his rival former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
"And that is how we win, when working people and young people, when people who have given up on the political process get back in and demand a government that represents all of us, not the 1%. That's how we win."
Some political observers have said Ms. Clinton's lead is insurmountable. Bernie Sanders on Sunday disputes that notion. Mother Mary Angelica, a Roman Catholic nun who transformed a television studio and a monastery garage into a global media empire, died yesterday. Easter Sunday, she was 92. The Eternal Word Television Network was hers. Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.